This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Kolkata today. He is scheduled to attend a meeting with the newly elected BJP MLAs, during which the party's legislative leader will be selected. The new Chief Minister of the State and the Council of Ministers will be sworn in tomorrow on the birth anniversary of Kobi Guru Rabindranath Tagore. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for the swearing-in ceremony at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. Necessary administrative meetings have been held and tight security arrangements have been put in place for the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, senior BJP leaders and chief ministers from other states are expected to attend the oath-taking ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, with the formation of the new government getting delayed, political situation in the state talks have been held to reach the magic number 118 to prove majority. The DMK and the AIADMK had held the legislative party meetings of the newly elected MLAs yesterday. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy has been elected as the leader of the legislative party meeting at Puducherry. The crucial meeting of the newly elected MLAs of VCK, CPI and CPIM is to take place today on the issue of lending support to the single largest party, TVK, even as the Governor Vishwanath Adlekar had demanded from them. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal chaired a meeting with the Chairman of the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture, Dr. M.J. Khan. Sharing this information on a social media post, he said they discussed initiatives to further enhance the quality of life of our farmers, strengthen India's position in the global agriculture landscape, deepen collaboration with the African region, and share India's expertise in the sector. He added that they also deliberated on new pathways to enhance agricultural cooperation for long-term food security. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said government food grain stocks have reached over 604 lakh tons in the country, which is nearly three times higher than the mandatory buffer requirement. In a social media post, the minister said robust wheat and rice reserves are ensuring an uninterrupted supply for welfare schemes and the public distribution system across the country. Mr. Joshi said strong procurement, successful harvest and sustained support for farmers continue to reinforce India's commitment towards food security, farmer welfare and a resilient future. He highlighted that India's food security framework continues to grow stronger under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Russia has announced a ceasefire in its ongoing war with Ukraine beginning today till May 10th during celebrations marking the 81st anniversary of the Soviet victory in World War II. The announcement was made by the Russian Defense Ministry following a decision by President Vladimir Putin. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said at a summit in Yerevan that Russia might avoid displaying military equipment during its May 9th Victory Day parade because of fears of possible drone attacks over Moscow's Red Square. In response, Russian officials warned that any Ukrainian attack on Moscow during the parade could trigger a large missile strike on central Kyiv. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova also criticized Western countries over their stance on May 9 celebrations and accused them of distorting Soviet history. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 runs using the DLS method in a rain-hit match at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 213 runs for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 203 for 6 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants scored 209 for 3 in 19 overs. Multiple rain interruptions reduced the match to 19-over-a-side affair, setting Bengaluru a DLS target of 213. Mitchell March scored dazzling 111 of 56 for Lucknow, while Rajat Patidar contributed 61 of 31 for Bengaluru. Mitchell March was adjudged player of the match. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, South Interior, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today and tomorrow. The Met Department said the thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are very likely to prevail over Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Coastal Karnataka and Rayalaseema today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.